Well, the UN's Children's Agency has warned that the children are the main victims of the ongoing battle in the Iraqi city of Mosul. UNICEF representative in Iraq, Peter Hawkins, said the agency has received alarming reports of civilians being killed, including children, with some caught in the crossfire while trying to flee. He also added that there are currently 100,000 children trapped in the Daesh-held parts of Mosul, living in extremely dangerous situations. The agency has called on the warring sides to protect the children and keep them out of harm. Iraq's army and volunteer forces launched an offensive last year in a bid to drive the Takfiri group from Mosul, which has been in the hands of Daesh since 2014. Joining us now from London is Mr. Masoud Shajid, who's head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts and perceptions on this recent UNICEF report.
Well, it's extremely worrying. We have been very concerned for civilians in general, and in particular children in Mosul, for a very long time, the way that they are under this barbaric Takfiri groups, and the way that they are being sort of abused in many ways. And now, with the offensive coming to its height, we are extremely worried for these youngsters, and something needs to be done. And the international community seem to be totally incompetent to do anything because of the fact that these Takfiris are not going to listen to anyone. They have got no limit on atrocities that they are have committed, and indeed one sort of feels they continue to commit. But I think what is important is also to be extremely careful, knowing the nature of these Takfiris, and knowing that the Takfiris are using the civilians, and especially children, as hostages, and indeed as a human shield.
Let's talk about the international community. You said that they should step in. They've been incompetent with regards to the state of the children in these conflicts. They've been very ambivalent when it comes to the situation of these civilians who have been caught in the war and in the crossfire against Daesh, specifically those who have been used as human shields. Where should the international community step in to save the children in this point in time?
Well, I think there has to be review of international bodies, and especially the UN as a whole. I mean, it's not just the failure of UN in Mosul and where the Takfiris are in control, but the UN has been incompetent in Yemen and elsewhere in protecting the civilians, and in particular children. So there has to be a change of commitment by the UN, and unfortunately I don't see any sign of it. We need to make sure that something practical is being done, and you know, no amount of money being donated by people like Saudis and so forth will actually change the willingness of international community and UN to protect these children. And we need to actually inform international community, and indeed you know, the rest of the world, that priority number one should be saving the civilians, and within that the children are actually even the top of that priority. And unfortunately, that is not being done. There seems to be, you know, everybody just waiting to for atrocities to take place, and hopefully things will change. And it's not gonna, that's not gonna happen. The incompetence of United Nations needs to be addressed urgently in the light of what is happening in Syria, what is happening in Iraq, and what is happening in Yemen.
Thank you, sir. Masoud Shajid, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us from London.